You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX, in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 minutes till 11 AM here on this Tuesday, April 2nd, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. Joining us today is Marcia Haglund from Tri-Valley. And Marcia, good morning. How are you doing on this Tuesday morning?
Well, good morning. I am doing wonderful on the wonderful, nice spring day.
Yeah, really living up to spring here in the area. And, well, there's a lot going on over at Tri-Valley. But let's start with the RTC program.
Okay. Well, yes. So Tri-Valley Public Transportation has two programs within it. One is the RTC program, and the other one is the public transportation buses. So starting out with RTC, which stands for Rural Transportation Collaborative Program, it is a mileage-based volunteer driver program where we have individuals who volunteer, they drive their own vehicles, and they take people to medical, dental, court, whatever type of appointments or whatever they need to do. Those drivers and riders, I mean, their appointments are all over. They're from just Grand Forks, Bemidji. We go as far as Rochester for 2-3 days, the volunteers do. So they cover a gamut of area. And the program itself is in 8 counties. It's all of northwestern Minnesota for the service area. You know, Kitson, Roseau, Marshall, Pennington, Red Lake, Polk, Norman, Eminoman, going down the list. So we cover a huge area of providing services for people in all those communities. Right now, just like most organizations out there, the volunteers that volunteer for the program underlie the need of any services. So with RTC, we're always looking for more volunteers to come join our organization to use their own vehicles to take people to those appointments. And we have the consumers themselves, which call in because they need to get places. They need to go to a doctor appointment or something on a day when our public bus is not running to that community or vice versa or whatever. So it's just it's a good connection to get people to where they need to go within so they can stay satisfied living in their home independently. So
yeah, and it's pretty astounding how much ground you guys cover.
It is. It's, like I said, 8 counties. It's huge for our volunteer driver program. We've got not all of those 8 counties have volunteers in them, always looking for more. And, you know, people think, well, what does a volunteer do? Well, and like I said, you do have to have your own vehicle because you do drive people to their appointment. But the timing is what's open to the volunteer. You know, if they don't like mornings and they just want to do afternoons, so we do afternoon appointments. I have a gentleman that drives all winter long in the summer. Don't call me for a Wednesday ride unless it's raining. They're on the golf course. It's when you're available to do the you know, we ask you what we have, and then if you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. You know, summer morning, summer night. It's all throughout the day. So distance-wise, however you are comfortable with going. Rio Fargo, Minneapolis, Rochester, or just Grand Forks or Bemidji. You know, you stay wherever you're comfortable with. So we really kind of curtail and listen to you as the volunteers to see what they like to do. So,
yeah, and are you guys looking for volunteers?
Most definitely, we are looking for volunteers. They can volunteer one day a week, or if they want to stay busy, they can do 5 days a week. It's, again, whatever the volunteer would like to help with giving back to their community to get people to medical, dental, you know, appointments and stuff like that.
If people want any more information on how to become a volunteer,
they can give us a call at the RTC, which is 218-281-9082, or they can always go to the Tri-Valley website, which is www.tvoc.org, and under information and transportation, they'll find the RTC link, which has it all listed out on there too with the phone numbers and everything. So it's a wonderful program to be able to help, you know, your neighbor or someone across the street or on the other side of town or wherever. So because they got to get to their appointments just like you, and they need transportation to get there. So,
and it's another way to give back to the community as well.
Most definitely. Yes. It is. It's, and I'd love to speak to whoever would be interested or any groups, if, you know, as a speaker, to visit with them and just let them learn, see what goes on in their community, because you never know, someday they might need it. And so to have the knowledge of what's out there for people.
Yeah, so that's the RTC program, and then there's the Summer Fun Bus Pass that's going to be coming up here, as it's starting to feel like summer a little bit.
Yes, wanted to highlight. So within the transportation department, again, we have the public transportation, which is the bus, which stands for Tri-Valley Heartland Express Bus, and we are also in 8 counties. The only difference of the ones I listed earlier is we are not, the bus itself is not in Roseau County, but we are in Clearwater County. So all the other ones are the same. Again, we provide curb-to-curb service in the cities of Thief River, Crookston, Manoman, and Bagley. But right now, today, want to emphasize, like I said, on the Summer Fun Pass. Summer is coming. The Fun Finder came out yesterday from the, you know, the Park and Rec Department. Well, how are you going to get your kids to that, those activities? Do you have, can you take off work? Can you, you know, get them from daycare or whatever you need to? Well, we have our Summer Fun Bus. It is for kids ages 5 to 17. What works out is you come into our office and you purchase this pass with this lanyard, which is good from June 1st through August 31st. Unlimited rides for the kids. They can go 6 times a day, 2 times a day, once a week, whatever they choose to do. It's unlimited rides for the youth. An individual pass is $60. Or a family pass is $140. These passes are purchased out at the Tri-Valley Transit office, which is 1345 Fairfax in Crookston here. One thing, when you come out to purchase your pass, you also need to know your kids' schedules for their summer activities. You know, are they in softball, baseball, tennis, park, club kids, swimming? You know, what are they in? That is very crucial to have that in so we can get the schedule set up. I know that some of the stuff in the Fun Finder doesn't start till like June 10th, I think I heard on one of your advertisements. But don't wait until June 7th to come in and get your information. The sooner the better. Making those schedules with the, you know, the 30 to 40 kids on them can be very clusterable, and we want to make sure everybody gets to their appointments on time and what activities they need to do and, you know, stuff like that. So waiting to the last minute is very tough on getting the schedules done in a timely manner. So when you're looking at, you know, coming, oh, I need that Summer Fun Pass. Oh, what are my kids in? Have the list, because you do fill out the sheet of information, you know, your name, the kids' name, and emergency contact, and then you also get the listing to fill out the kids' schedules so we can get that into the computer and get it focused up.
All right. So that's a really unique thing that you guys are offering really for pretty much all kids.
Yep, all kids ages 5 to 17. And they don't have to necessarily, you know, so say my child is just going to the club kid, which is in the afternoon. That's what you would come in with. But now say it's Friday and there's no club kid, but your child wants to go to the library. You just have to call up that day and we put them on the bus schedule to go to the library. Or they want to go to swimming, or they need a ride in the morning, say, to get from your house to, say, daycare or grandma's house or something. You would just call and make those adjustments along the way. But if they have those set activities that they are going to be going to, part of the summer rec activities that the city puts on, please have your list available and ready to put on that sheet when you come to get your lanyard and your pass.
All right. So, and when can people get this?
They can start as of yesterday to come and purchase their stuff. And like I said, I know the summer fun, the Fun Finder came out yesterday, so they're probably still looking, still deciding and stuff. But yeah, the sooner the better. Then it's off your plate. You don't have to worry, you know, oh man, I got to get that. It's, you know, you don't have to rush at the last minute. So the sooner the better is what we say.
And do you need to go into Tri-Valley, or can you do it over the phone or online?
No, you do have to come in. We have nothing online at this point for that. It's all in person. We could more than likely email you the paperwork if you need to fill out and then bring it in, but it's all done in person otherwise. So
all right. Yeah. So and anything else that you need to mention as far as the Summer Fun Bus Pass goes?
No, Summer Fun Pass, just remember, it's $60. It's good from June 1st through August 31st for those kids is age 5 to 17, and it's anywhere. I mean, it can be doctor's appointments, you know, just grandma's house, daycare, whatever, throughout the summer. So it's a very, very needed thing. Some people might wonder, you know, well, the kids, we actually have a separate bus that is specifically geared for the kids. There is some overlap around the noon hour when picking up for club kid and stuff, because we get a large group that goes to that. So it is a, you know, club kid might start at 1, but your pickup might be at noon, just the way the schedule goes to get back up to the Highland where it is on, like, Mondays for sure. But we will give you the times. We will give you all that information, just like riding the bus every day of the week that you see driving around town right now. So,
and that's just only two of the programs that we've talked about. There are so many more within Tri-Valley, isn't there?
Oh, well, there's so many more within transportation. I mean, that's just, you know, one thing that we do with our buses. We've got the roll routes, which go out of towns on certain days. We do the special trips, roll log, leaf tours. We went to, you know, the Christmas train last year. We do all kinds of stuff like that. We also provide a service of, we are a depot where you can come buy your Jefferson ticket if you want to go Jefferson Greyhound type of bus riding transportation. Jefferson comes into Crookston twice a day, once in the morning leaving out and once at night, you know, coming in on its route. So we've got that access. We can work on that. We can mobility manage or help you out, you know, well, I need to get so-and-so. Well, we'll give you some ideas of what the links are, because you've got the airplanes, you've got there's another bus line out of Grand Forks that you can, you know, if you can get to, depending on the link, or to catch an airplane, whether it be out of Thief River, Fargo, Grand Forks, you know, depending on your flight, depending on our bus schedules, we can connect you in or give you the idea so you can do some planning. So we'll help you give all those mobility options that we are 100% aware of. So,
how important is it to have all these different options for transportation in this area?
Oh, it's very important. You think of the metro area where they got those buses that they're on a stop, so they do, but they're there. That's what, you know, they don't have as many. Whereas up here, you go to the more rural areas, and there is not that. So if you're there and you don't have a car, it's how do you get around? So to have someone to know if you need to go somewhere to help you, here's your options, it's huge. And always looking for more up in the northern area, because it is so vast and, you know, you can't just turn around and be at the next door. So, whereas some areas you can.
And you're looking for volunteers for not just the RTC program, but for other programs too?
Well, within Tri-Valley, I know there are other programs that utilize volunteers. Another one, the biggest one I know is the senior programs. They've got the Caring Companion and Foster Grandparent, and they use volunteers also. If you want more information, check out the website on that one. And within Tri-Valley, we've got all those other programs, and I'm not sure which ones use volunteers. Haven't looked at that. But, you know, there's the community assistance programs that are in our area for, there's the fuel assistance and a lot of other ones that have acronyms for community assistance. There's, I'm going to get the name wrong. I think it's Child Care Aware. Not 100%, but it's to do with childcare. You know, do you need a list of where to find childcare, or you want to start to be a daycare childcare type provider? There's services there to help you. They help with MNSURE education. We've got the Head Start programs, which is all over the state of Minnesota. Crookston, Ada, East Grand Forks, Monticello, Glencoe, Elysian. I mean, it's all over. And I'm probably forgetting about quite a few, but those are the ones that right off the top of my head are coming out without having a list in front of me. But the website is there, www.tvoc.org. We have a Facebook. I think there's a Twitter account. So you can find the information. Mitch, our gentleman that does on the Facebook post, he's wonderful about putting stats and about different needs and different things that the Head Start programs have done, or the bus drivers, the mile markers that they've made, so many miles, so many rides, you know, short amount of time. It's just amazing what we do. It's Volunteer Appreciation Month is April here. So we're going to, you know, look at recognizing those volunteers and saying thank you, thank you, thank you for what they do. Because without them, any organization that uses volunteers would not be there, because it's the heart and soul of some of the programs or organizations out there. And you may think, well, you know, whatever. But an hour of your time is huge in the scope of services that are provided. So depending on what your likes are to help out with.
Yeah, couldn't have said it any better myself. Is there anything else within the public transportation program that people either might not be aware of or should be reminded of?
Other than it's public transportation, it's for anybody and everybody. It is out there. And just because you have a car and just because you drive doesn't mean you can't use it. Like we provide a Sunday bus, you know, to go to church. It's just one of our normal every Sunday routes. Start your car, let it warm up for 15 minutes, drive the however many miles to church, shut your car off for that hour, hour and a half, start it back up again. Whereas you could just schedule your bus rides and walk onto a warm bus and then, you know, get back home. It's only $4 to do that. You know, it's a very well worth the $4 and not having to scrape your car windows if it's sitting outside or warm it up or any of all those things that come with owning a car. Yes, we all love our independence, which is wonderful. That's what it's there for, too. But it's just an asset to help you live independently, regardless if you have a vehicle or not. Something fun to do with the grandkids in the summer. Take one of the rural routes to a different town. You're on a time limit, so you can't, you know, go over. You know, something just fun to do, something different. So, and, you know, the need is there, and you might need it someday.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's recap some of the programs that we talked about earlier here. The RTC program, again. Let's go over that.
The RTC, which is it's a mileage-based volunteer driver program. We have volunteers who use their own vehicles to take people to appointments. Always looking for more volunteers. And again, volunteer, your time is very flexible as to what we do. More information, give us a call. Check the website out. We have our public transportation buses, which, like I said, there's rural routes that go all over Grand Forks, Fargo, Bemidji, you know, different towns. Look it up. It's on the schedule. Can get you out a brochure of that too. Summer's around the corner. We've got the summer fun bus pass for the kids, ages 5 to 17. It's a wonderful deal. You know, June 1st through August 31st for $60 a person, $140 for a family. You ride unlimited throughout the summer. And then all the other wonderful programs within Tri-Valley that just they each have their own uniqueness themselves. Check out that website and find out more about us.
Yeah, we had Jake Solberg on from the Crooks and Parks and Rec yesterday, and even he had mentioned the Summer Fun Bus Pass, so it works out for multiple areas of the community as well, and it allows kids, as you had mentioned, to go to one of those activities, but not just those activities. You mentioned you could go to the library or something else.
Yep, you can go anywhere within the city of Crookston, and this is a way for those to get to activities that might not have otherwise been able to. You know, it's that outlet that the parents don't have to take off from work for 2 hours or whatever, three times a week to do it. Because most, you know, if you work in a factory, you might not be able to do that, you know, really upsets that factory line. So it is, it's huge for those kids to be able to interact and participate in sports that they would like to partake in. So.
And then one last time, the contact information and the website as well, if people have any questions.
Well, the website is www.tvoc.org. All of the phone numbers are on that website because each individual program has its own phone number. For example, the RTC, we're 218-281-9082. The Tri-Valley Bus is 218-281-0700. But the headquarters phone number is 218-281-5832. And like I said, the other ones also have their own phone numbers that do attach with them depending on which building they're in. So.
And the best way to find those numbers is at the website.
Check the website out, yes, tvoc.org.
Well, Marcia, thank you very much for joining us on our Valley Talk program today. A lot of really great stuff going on over at Tri-Valley.
Very much so, and thank you for having me.
All right, so that was Marcia Haglund from Tri-Valley on today's Valley Talk program.